to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. For some people, in fact, for many people, Bob Dylan is more than an American singer and songwriter. He's a hero. His name is so well known around the world. Born in 1941, he was the voice of a generation in the 60s with his songs linked with the civil rights movement. Bob Dylan, a folk singer, he sang rock and roll, country and gospel. He could do it all. In fact, in 1978, he had a religious experience when he gave his heart to Jesus Christ in a hotel room in Arizona. And this shocked many people around the world, and they gave him the nickname Born Again Bob. For a couple of years anyway, he composed songs based on his new faith. For example, in 1979, he recorded the song Gotta Serve Somebody. Now, John Lennon said it was an embarrassing song, but the words were, you may be an ambassador to England or France, you may like to gamble, you may like to dance, you may be the heavyweight champion of the world, you might be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're going to have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, it might be the devil, it might be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. As I said, his non-religious friends weren't that impressed, but it got people thinking, actually, and the song won the Grammy Award. And here was Bob Dylan giving a sermon. We do serve somebody as parents. Think about this for a moment. We serve our children. We serve our partner. We serve our families, friends, bosses. It's not a new concept. Serving others, not very popular. Somehow we get the idea that being a servant is beneath us, a very menial job. I know people who won't talk to a street cleaner or a garbage collector. They think it's below their dignity. But the amazing thing is, and this is what the Bible says, we're made in the image of God. No one is better than anyone else. The Bible says in the New Testament from James 4, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. So we can be proud and arrogant, not really wanting to serve anyone else except ourselves. We don't want God. For example, he might ask us to do something we don't want to. We might not love our neighbour. We mightn't like that person. So when you woke up this morning, I wonder if you ask yourself the question, who am I going to serve today, or what am I going to serve? You mightn't have said it out loud, but it's there in the background. Doesn't matter who you are. Who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve God today? Somehow we think that life's about power and prestige and our own happiness. And yet Jesus said something quite remarkable. This is what he said. It's recorded in Mark 8. If any of you want to be my followers, you must forget about yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. If you want to save your life, you'll destroy it. But if you give up your life for me and the good news, you will save it. What will it gain if you own the whole world but destroy yourself? What could you give to get back your soul? That's Jesus' words in Mark 8, 34 to 38. And when people heard that, they were offended. They stopped following Jesus. It was too much of a challenge. When Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. went to Memphis in 1968, the 3rd of April, he knew that his life was in danger. In fact, he knew the safe thing to do was to step out of the limelight for a while. Things were very difficult in those days. No one would have objected if he let others carry the cross for him. But that night, 3rd of April 68, he said, like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that. I just want to do God's will. This is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. And if you read the story about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the next day, and he was aged 39, he was shot. He died. So he was a man who took up his cross, who followed Jesus. It cost him his life. But the remarkable thing, as I think about it, was he knew who he had to serve. As Bob Dylan sang, you got to serve somebody. And I think that's a challenge for us. Well, dear God, today, sometimes, Lord, I'm stuck for words. I don't know what to say to people who might be different to me or those that don't click with me. But I pray you'll help me to speak words of encouragement and Christian love. And help me to remember I'm serving you today. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.